December 17th, Brian Harden.
Welcome to 365 Christian Men, where every day we aim to inspire and encourage with real-life stories about men.
Brian Harden founded the Daily Audio Bible Podcast, which has been downloaded 40 million times. And he founded Four Winds Mission, an artistic, socially conscious community of faith in Tennessee. He is an accomplished record producer, filmmaker, photographer, narrator, and a skillful graphic designer. Zondervan asked Brian to write a book for adults about the Bible, and on this date, in 2011, Brian published Passages, How Reading the Bible in a Year Will Change Everything for You. But Brian experienced hard times, too. About one of those times, he said, "I was raised a Christian and even grew up a pastor's son. But after 20 years in the music business, I was living a comfortable, semi-agnostic life. I didn't really know God." That's where today's story starts.
Religion can harden a man, but relationship with God transforms him. Brian Harden prayed, "God, if you'll speak to me for yourself, I'm listening." The house was still, and he settled into the couch that evening. With his family out of town, he sat alone with his thoughts and an uncomfortable tension that had been growing in his heart toward God. He lifted one of the several family Bibles from the coffee table in front of him and slowly flipped through the pages. Harden wrestled with the awareness that he had never actually read the entire Bible from cover to cover. He leaned back on the couch and suddenly realized that everything he had ever learned about God, his entire life of faith, had been secondhand. As what he thought was a devout believer for most of his life, church had been the center of his life and his family. He had dedicated himself to learning about God, but always through someone else's interpretation. In that quiet moment, he recognized that he was familiar with bits and pieces of the Bible. He was living the life of what some people thought of as a good Christian, but his heart still ached for something more. Brian thought to himself, "Is this all there is to being a Christian? If so, I'm not sure I can do this the rest of my life." He lifted his eyes from the Bible and he looked around the living room. Pictures of his beautiful wife and family caught his attention. How could he lead the family that God had entrusted to him? How could he lead them into an authentic Christian faith if he did not know the God of the Bible for himself? And how could he get to know God for himself in a more meaningful way? In frustration, he closed his eyes. "God, if you're going to speak for yourself through your word, I will read the whole Bible," Harden prayed. Then he opened his eyes, opened his heart, and opened his Bible to the very first page. Genesis chapter 1. The first three words he read, "In the beginning." Those three words felt like a prophecy, like a new beginning for Harden. He had read these words before, but tonight they landed differently in his heart. This time, he was not reading to get to know the Bible. He was reading to know the God of the Bible. In that moment, something changed for Harden. He realized that God wanted to reveal himself through the Bible, that God wanted to build a relationship with him through his word, and that God had given us the Bible to get to know him. "The more I learned God's word, the more I came to understand that knowing the Bible, becoming a theologian, wasn't the ultimate goal in life. It was getting to know the God of the Bible through knowing his word." Psalm 119 tells us, "Open my eyes to see wonderful things in your word. I am a stranger on earth. Do not hide your commands from me." Today, as you have heard this story, are you like Brian? Are you living on a secondhand faith that is resulting in a secondhand relationship with God. Do you know bits and pieces of the Bible, and are you trying to be just a good Christian? Like Brian, does your heart long for more? Today, will you take a step and seek to know God as you read His Word? Religion can harden a man, but relationship with God transforms him.
Hello, this is John Ramstead, the CEO of Beyond Influence and also the host of the Eternal Leadership Podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in to 365 Christian Men.
You know, like Brian, I grew up in a church home, in a Christian home, and went to church every Sunday, and I went to Sunday school, but I never really connected to a faith that was just on fire, that was alive, that guided all of my next steps. That didn't happen until I was actually in my late 20s, actually April 17th, 1995, when I was 27 years old. And I can see this, though. We're working hard, and you're doing okay, and you're paying the bills, and all of a sudden, you kind of lose that connection. And I love what God did. Instead of reading the Bible and just trying to understand, you know, what that scripture meant, God put it on Brian's heart, and I can so relate to this, to say, I want you to know me. I don't want you to understand the scripture. I don't want you to be a theologian. I want you to read the scripture so you know who I am. And there's this incredible quote, if you guys have ever heard of A.W. Tozer, and here's what he says: what comes into our minds when we think about God is the most important thing about us. So here's my challenge to you. Start reading the Bible to understand two things. A, what is the true nature of this God who loves us dearly, who sent his son here to die for us? And the second thing is, who does God see when he looks at you? Not who you see in the mirror, not who you think you are, but that true identity, the person that you were created to be, the one that God sees every day when he smiles at you in love. And if you start to connect those two dots, I'll guarantee you fulfillment, joy, peace will flood into your life as it did me. God bless you.